Blog Talk Radio.
Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to thank everybody to the show tonight. This is going to be a fun night.
Well, every night's a fun night when we're on.
Wow, that is
the show.
True. we have so much fun doing the show, and last Wednesday we had a blast, didn't we?
We did have a blast.
We
that
did.
Was our Halloween spectacular.
It was our
mwah.
It was our fun show. We had a good time. We actually, Jessica and I love to go to where there are particularly spirit children that want to be that are what we call caught in the in between.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was we had gone over to the Chapman Celery Fields Cemetery.
Right.
And we had so much spirit activity, and we offered to cross and help those children cross over.
And it was unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
More activity than we've had in
ever.
A really, 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 really long time.
And one of our participants videotaped the MF reader going off like ballistic.
Well, it was
like,
continual.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable.
I mean, I don't recall that ever happening before.
I've never been in a situation where it has.
No.
Not like that. So I just feel like we did such great things. So it was
really,
really
neat.
If anybody wants to hear that show, we actually recorded it while we were doing it, and you can actually hear it. And we did a pretty okay job, I think, of describing everything
we
that
did.
Was going on. So you could just go to shows that are in the
podcast
shows, right? They're called on-demand shows, and you can look for the Christian Psychic Cafe and the show from October 31st, and you'll be able to hear the whole thing, and it was really fun. So
it was fun and neat, and we went on another ghost hunt just recently.
Yeah, we did, actually. We were told about, well, we had done some, there was an old cemetery that most people are not aware of.
Right.
It's not written about anywhere. You can't find any information.
Mm-hmm.
We found it in one place, and it took a lot to track it down. We had to pull out some old maps. And all I can say is we located it in a place in Seminole County, because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to say where it is, because
Well, it's kind of private.
It's private, and a lot of the graves are above ground,
yes.
And a lot of them have been
vandalized.
And not
in great shape. Yeah.
No, and so you could see in, and it's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
And I want to give, you know, those people their final resting place in privacy. But so when we were out there trying to find this place, we got out there, and frankly, did not have a good feel.
Didn't have a good feel. We didn't get a lot of activity either.
No, but we just wanted to be out of there.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
But we saw a sign for... that was laying over like it was had been discarded
uh-huh.
for Boston Hill
Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. So in discussions that you had with someone else,
mm-hmm.
right, he had told you that he had found the Boston Hill Cemetery.
He did. He found it only because he just has lived in that area for a long time.
Okay.
And knew where it was and tried to give us directions, which was interesting.
Eventually we got there.
We drove all over the place, but
we
found it.
You know, when they say make a left after this and go down this dirt road and then keep going.
Keep going. And we're like, oh, we couldn't even find the dirt road, but
we finally found it, and we finally found the cemetery, and it was a cemetery that was mostly for the black slaves that were, I'm going to say forced. I'm sorry. It's the only way because, you know, you don't become a slave willingly, right?
Right.
They were forced to work.
Hence the word slave.
Slave, right, exactly. It makes me so angry that I'm trying not to show my anger.
I know.
It is a cemetery of a lot of former black slaves that had to work in the fields, in the celery fields.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there were some stories of some lynchings that took place there.
Yeah, sad stuff.
And so our concern was that there might be some people that were caught in the in-between there that
mm-hmm.
wanted to cross over. So we went out there and did a small little investigation.
Yeah.
And found basically very little activity.
Very little. Nobody really communicated that much.
No, I mean, they were there because they let us know they
were
there.
Yeah,
we
knew they were there.
They turned their flashlights on and off and all that, but...
when we started asking questions, nobody really...
they went mute, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, okay.
Yep, so we packed it up and left.
We did.
And went and got... where did we go? We went somewhere for coffee, didn't we?
Yeah, that's usually our second destination.
Yes. And I want to say this. And we're going to be doing many angel readings tonight. We're going to be doing a lot of them. And if you want to get one, go ahead and call us at 323-679-0882. 323-679-0882. There you go, and you'll be able to get in the queue, and we're going to be taking callers tonight, and we'll be going through them, and I think it's going to be a real... I have not worked for 5 days.
I know. You have had a crazy last couple of days.
I've had a crazy last couple of days, you know, and everything's great and everything's fine, but I know anyone who's been trying to call me and hasn't been able to get a hold of me, I apologize. I'll be in the office 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, and I will... be there until midnight and probably the next day.
You're
going to
be a busy woman.
I know there's probably hundreds of calls on the machine, but I just, my husband had his first heart attack ever 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he had woken up over the weekend and said, I think I'm having a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So I called an ambulance, and
right.
we went to the hospital in the middle of the night, and it turns out that it was a gallbladder attack. yeah.
Which, hey, that could feel like a heart attack, I
well,
guess.
Well, and it did, because they were giving him morphine every 4 hours, and it wouldn't take the pain
crazy?
Away. And he's like, the pain is so bad. And the end result is, after many, many, many tests, the good news, his heart is fabulous.
Good.
It's really
strong
functioning
and
strong
well.
And well, so he's having no problems at all there. And all his other organs are great because they tested everything.
Well,
he just has to eat
less.
Well, he ate a big
Outback Steakhouse steak.
He ate a big old steak, and he paid for it. And it was really not a fun week, but I'm glad it's all over now, and
well,
he's
that's
okay.
That's what happens when you go from eating very dietetic to, bam, something
right.
you know,
your
body's not
used
to.
He was determined to get back to the weight he was at when we got married. And
wow.
he had put on 40 pounds in the last 27
yeah,
years.
Yeah, but that's not bad considering.
It's not bad. And so he wanted, and he was in really good shape when I met
mm-hmm.
him. I mean, he had the abs and the
abs.
So he said, I want to get back to the weight I was when we first got married. And he's about 8 pounds off from that now.
Wow, that's
so
great. Good for him.
He's lost a lot of weight, but he's done that by eating really healthy.
Right.
And then, unfortunately, he just had this craving for a steak.
Which, you know, you should be allowed to eat a steak when you want a steak.
But as the surgeon explained it to me, or explained it to him, it's okay, but when your body's not adjusted or accustomed to eating
right,
it for
right.
so long, almost a year now, he said it just, you know, it just took that and just revolted.
Yeah, probably went, what are you doing?
In a big way, yeah, what are you
yeah.
doing? So, in any event, he's home now and everything's fine, and that was just, you know, just another...
But that's crazy, and, you know, just being in the hospital, that's nerve-wracking.
Well... and you don't know when you're waiting for each test.
Well,
and
all these tests,
and
they take so long.
They take long, and they do the test, and then the doctor has to review it the next day before they tell you what the test is, and you're sitting there saying, what's going to happen? What's going on? And but what's all that's really important is that it was all okay. So that's really what happened. So it's over, we're fine, we're good, and everything's great. Now, what I want to talk about, we're going to go ahead and do some readings, and then after that, we are going to talk about dowsing and divining rods, because we talked about how we picked some up
mm-hmm.
in Chattanooga, and they were really good, and we've been working with them, and we have some really neat things that have happened. So we're going to go ahead, and we're going to be talking about that tonight. So just give me just a short, like, 30-second break here, which will really be 2 minutes while this song plays, and then I'm going to start doing readings galore. So get ready, folks. It's going to be fun.
Doctor gave me 30 days, but I must have had my mama's will and God's amazing grace. I guess I'll keep on living, even if this love's to die for. 'Cause your bags are packed and I ain't crying. You're walking out and I'm not trying to change your mind, 'cause I was born to be the baby girl. Hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
welcome back to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I love Reba, and she's got a new show called Malibu Country.
And I wonder if that's similar to her other show or completely different.
I don't know. It started, and unfortunately I didn't have an opportunity to watch. I think it was last Friday night. So if any of our readers or any of our listeners or anybody in the chat room has had an opportunity to catch us, let us know what you think of it. Because I really would like, I'd like to know how it is.
Yeah.
You know?
I loved her, the show that she had.
Yeah, I did too.
It was very suited to her, you know what I mean?
Well, it was good humor, and you always left you feeling just,
it's so
you
funny.
Know, there's so much deep stuff. I know that I do every single day that I don't want deep TV.
No,
you know,
me either.
That's why
I like sitcoms, because it just makes you laugh.
Let me
and you don't
be
really
shallow
have to
for
think.
A while.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's
right.
That's exactly it. Okay, so you know what? Without further ado, I want to go ahead and start taking some callers because everyone's been so gracious about waiting. My first caller is area code 424 with a prefix of 281. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Jordana. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. And can you pronounce your name again?
Jordana.
Jordana, thank you so much. And where are you calling from, Jordana?
California.
Okay, great. Well, tell me, how can I help you this evening?
Okay, well, I have a relationship question.
Okay. Big shock.
Those are always fun.
Yeah, big shock, exactly.
They are always fun, though.
Yes. So there is a guy in my life, and, you know, we've been going back and forth for, like, a few months, and we haven't made anything official. I'm just wondering if he's going to eventually, because, you know, it's going really, really slow, but then he'll be like, you know, I miss you, you know, I've been thinking about you, this, and so I'm just confused.
Okay, that's a good question. All right, here's the first thing I'm going to say to you, and I don't know why I'm sensing this, but I want to ask, well, I'm going to do two things. First, I'm going to say a short prayer, and I'm going to do that because I haven't been reading, and I do this normally every day, but since I've been kind of out of pocket taking care of family issues, let me go ahead and say this now. God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, saints, and angels, I ask that this reading be accurate, be truthful, and bring blessings to everyone involved. Please safeguard this reading and make sure that only God's pure helpers of divine light come through. Amen. All right. Now, the first thing that I'm getting, and I've got to ask this question, were you, at some point in time, was this relationship a little stronger and then you pulled away or he pulled away?
Yeah, like a few weeks ago, we were just in more contact, and then he, like, left last weekend, and I didn't hear from him at all, and then he texted me on yesterday and said, you know, I've been thinking about you and this. And
okay.
So, yeah, I think he did pull away a little, yeah.
Okay, why am I seeing two different things here? I'm going to ask you a question, and just yes or no. I don't want you to give me the answers. I'm seeing two things, and I'm a little confused by it. I'm seeing something that has to do with medical, but I'm also seeing business, business person. So how do these two come together with the two of you?
Well, I'm a business person.
Okay.
I own my own business.
Okay, there you go.
Medical, are you thinking someone who works in the medical field, or what are you?
I'm just getting
a medical issue.
Yeah. No, not a medical issue. No. I'm not getting a medical issue.
Okay. He's a personal trainer. Business-wise.
Okay,
he's a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. All right, so that explains it. Okay, so he works with health, and you work in the business end. So now
I work with health, too. Yeah, I promote a 90-day challenge, and I work with people who have diabetes.
Oh, fantastic. I love that. God bless you. See, you're doing something really good in life. I love that. All right.
Yeah.
So, this is the thing I'm getting, okay? And you know, if you've listened to the show at all, you know the one thing you're always going to get with me is exactly what I'm seeing and exactly what I'm sensing. I kind of feel like he's pulled away for a reason, almost because things were moving along, but it's almost as if he's not 100% sure. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so he's just gently kind of like, He's letting you know that he's not 100% sure, and instead of saying it, he's kind of showing it to you, you know?
Yeah.
And which kind of stinks and is totally not fair to you. I'm going to get that.
Right. No,
but it's his way of avoiding confrontation.
Uh-huh.
Does
okay.
that sound like someone you know? Him.
Yeah,
him.
I mean, I don't think he wants to hurt me, but at the same point,
right.
I don't think he realizes, like, I'm very busy, and I don't want to spend time on him if that's not what he wants.
And so this is how I'm going to say it. You know, my goal is never to affect your free will, but I will tell you that it would appear that he's doing the pull-away. And if he wants to do the pull-away, that's okay, because I'm going to tell you something else. He'll do the pull-away, and then he's going to want to come back. Because after he does the pull-away, like, the light bulb goes off, and he goes, oh, my God, I didn't realize what I had with her. She was, you know, so great, and she was successful and beautiful and funny and kind and outgoing, and what more could I want in somebody? And then he's going to, like, knock your door down, basically. But at that point, you're already going to have your reservations about him because it took him too long to decide. Does this sound like
right.
something that could... Yep, mm-hmm. And so that's going to be the only problem. So, you know, I guess what I'm going to say to you is, if you decide that you want to take a journey with him, you will, but it really ultimately is going to end up being your choice.
Oh, and not his?
And not his, yeah.
He'll already want that.
He'll already want it. And I do see, yeah, I mean, like I see the retreat, and then I see him coming back like a ball of fire, because he realized, oh, my God, what did I almost give up here, you know? And he's going to be afraid it's going to be too late. And here's the problem. The second he does that, you're going to be like, you know what, if you didn't realize what you had when you had it, you know what? Now I'm just not so sure I want that anymore. And I'm not going to say you're right or wrong in thinking that way. I'm just going to say that, you know, if he doesn't appreciate... Look, if you see gold, you know what gold is, right?
Right.
Okay, so
Absolutely.
He at this point doesn't realize that he has gold.
Yeah. No, because, like, when he tells me exactly what he wants in someone, like, I am, like, that to a T. So I'm like, are you not seeing this, like, right in front of you?
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't have time to waste, you know? Like, I don't want to be, like, strung along because it's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy, and it's
right.
not what I
totally.
Want.
And now tell me about his mother. How does his mom play into this?
I don't know. He's really close to his mom.
Okay, that's how. Okay.
Really close.
So
his mom was a very, like, strong, independent woman, and...
Mm-hmm.
I obviously am.
Right, which, you know, men, I mean, I will say they generally do look for characteristics that their mother has as well. And so
yes.
for him to have a strong mother female figure, it wouldn't be unusual for him to go after a strong female figure when he eventually decides to commit for life. But I will tell you this, he feels like he needs his mother's approval in whoever he ends up
yeah.
with. Now, I'm not saying that in a light way, because, like, some guys, you know, they want their parents' approval and blessing, of course, but if they don't get
it,
it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, but then there's other guys who, like, really need it.
Right. And I hate to say this, but he's the kind that he must get his mother's approval or he would not be with that girl.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Does that sound? Yep. Okay. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. All right. So ultimately, I'm going to tell you the choice will be yours. All you have to do is decide whether you want him after he does the about face and then comes running
How
back to you.
How long is he, like, going to do this for?
I knew you'd ask
like,
me that. Oh, Lord. Okay. All I could do, I'm getting the number 10, okay? So that means it could be the 10th month or it could be 10 weeks from now. I have a feeling, though, and I hate to say this, but I think we are looking at probably 10 months. I mean, I really think before he comes back...
10 months
comes
from
to...
now?
Yeah.
Oh, he's
yeah.
crazy. That is not going to happen. No way. No way.
That's
no,
it.
He's
See?
Crazy. Like, he is off his rocker.
That's exactly what I'm seeing. Like, you're going to say, are you, you know... Mm-mm, you had your
yeah,
chance.
No, you're
you had
no. Let me be clear here. I don't wait for anyone. And
mm-hmm.
that's
good for you.
A
good for
really,
you.
You know what I mean? I mean, I kind of feel like if you know what you have, then you're going to go after it. And if you really want that, you'll go after it. If not, you're just playing games. And I personally, I have no time for that in my life.
Well, no, and this is the other thing. You also have other opportunities. And I'm wondering why you haven't taken some of those other opportunities, because the angels are showing me you have so many opportunities. So what's the deal with that?
Like other men as opportunities?
Yes, yes.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, no, there's some amazing men out there, like amazing.
So why are you not interested in them?
Like they're absolutely amazing. I think because I'm interested in this guy, and I'm the type of woman, you know, like when I'm interested in someone, I don't that's like who I'm.
You don't play games.
I don't play games, so.
And that's good. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
And normally people appreciate that.
Well, they do when they recognize what they have to begin with. In your case, he doesn't realize what he has, and until he does, then he's not going to come after it. So my advice to you is he's already doing the pull away, so let him do that. You know what I'm saying? Let him do the pull away. And then you start moving on in the direction that's best for you, because remember, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink. So if he wants to be the stupid guy and go out there and get dry and dusty and not drink from the pool that's sitting right in front of him, well, then the heck with him. But he eventually will come to you, and then when he does, it'll be your choice whether you want to move forward with him or not.
So
I know
I have a really good question before you go.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Sure.
My other question is, there's a guy who I work with. I own my own business. We're all independently employed because we work for a multi-level marketing company.
Okay.
And there's another guy who's successful in the business, too. He's not on my team, so that's fantastic.
Okay.
And his name is Tyler. We don't really know each other that well, but it seems like there is something there, so I'm wondering if you're getting anything from that.
Let me take a look. Okay. There's a mutual interest there, and you know it. I mean, you're asking, but you already know the answer to that. There's an absolute mutual interest there. However, I also see that he's the one who's been holding back. He was in a relationship.
Yeah, he's not anymore. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he
was in the Marines.
Mm-hmm. There you go. But that's not the relationship he was in. He was in a relationship with a female. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because, yeah, that's,
No. I was just saying, he was there. But,
all right. Yeah.
Well, and I know I'm going to be seeing him in, like, January, so I didn't know if that, like, you know, if that is something I'm supposed to go forward with or if it's supposed to do that or
okay.
No.
Okay, when I ask the angels, they're saying, I mean, literally they're saying, let it be a learning experience for you. In other words, you know it's not, right now, this guy is not stepping up to the plate. So you wouldn't be cheating on him if you went out with this other guy, because really the other guy's, you know, he's not stepping up to the plate at all. So you wouldn't be wrong in doing that. So I would say, yes, go ahead and move forward and take how do I put this? Take a dance, take a turn with Tyler. When I say that, I want to be very careful about how I say this. What I mean is, you know, spend some time with them. See if there's more than just, you know, chemistry there. See if there's something deeper. And why I say that to you is I think there'll be some interest. Do I think it's going to be absolute, like, soulmate-ish? I think that it's not going to be, like the most impressive thing ever, but I think there's going to be some strong connections there, okay? I sense that there's still that another guy to come, that's the one that's going to knock you off your socks. He's the one.
Is he good looking?
I see he's got dark hair. He's got, and I see crisp white work shirt, very, like, just crisp white work shirt. He's, I don't know what he does, but he is extremely well-spoken. I'm seeing he's, And this might sound odd. I'm very bad when it comes to ethnicity. I can never say
ethnicity.
Okay, ethnicity.
Ethnicity. Yeah.
Okay, great. My walking Wikipedia over here. Okay, no, thank you for that because I'm so bad with that. But I see he has darker skin, like could be Greek or Indian or no, not Indian. Well,
Hispanic
Indian,
maybe.
No,
that
not
sounds
Hispanic.
Exact. Like you are explaining Tyler to a T.
Really? Okay.
Alrighty. Like, absolutely.
And
he's Hawaiian.
Oh, there you go. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. That
and
could
he's,
very
I mean, he's,
well.
You know, he's like 6 foot tall, kind of muscular.
Yeah, this guy's buff. I mean, I could tell he's very good looking, and he likes to kind of puff his chest out a little bit, but it's
yeah,
good,
yeah,
he's
no,
good
that's
looking.
Absolutely him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. The thing is, the one thing about him is he's very sweet and he's very, very nice, but girls fall all over themselves with him.
Oh, that's exactly. Are you sure you're not talking about Tyler?
Well, no, I could be. I could be.
Oh,
I, but
yeah.
I still
no,
see another
he
guy
used to
coming.
Be a model.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
So mm-hmm. Tyler used to be a model, and he was also
okay.
in the Marines.
Okay.
And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he definitely,
okay.
yeah.
Yep, okay, so, all right, so, which is not a bad thing, you know, I mean, he's calendar material, there's no doubt about it, right? So, that's not a
yeah,
bad thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so, but this is what I'm telling you, do I know that you and Tyler will hit it off? Yes. I see a stronger soulmate coming. It could be Tyler, but I'm not so sure it's him. I can't be sure, but I do see
that's fine.
That it's coming, you know. It could be Tyler, but it's highly unlikely. His last name doesn't begin with a J or an S, does it?
No, it begins with a P.
Okay, good. Then all right. Cuz I am seeing the J and the S somehow in the second and last name. So, let's just say it's possible it's Tyler. It will not hurt you to get involved with him, but keep your eyes open. Don't discount another that may come along the line that really holds your interest, okay?
Absolutely, I will. Thank you for all your
okay.
help in spending so
oh,
much time with
you
me.
You are so welcome. Listen, thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful night, and keep in touch. Let us know how it works out, okay?
You too. I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. God bless. Well, she was sweet, huh?
She was sweet.
And she had a great laugh.
She did.
Yeah.
I'm sure she has guys trailing along after her, too.
I guarantee you when she talked about the Mr. Good-Looking Tyler Marine
mm-hmm.
and Model Man that she is equally as good-looking. And she,
I am sure.
And you know, she's humble about it, which I think is really
mm-hmm.
nice, which is very attractive. And any
yes.
female, guys love that, so she should keep doing that.
I don't think
you know?
She'll have any trouble meeting
I think she's having a pretty darn good life.
She sounds very happy,
so
yeah.
So yay. And by the way, I want to welcome Susie. Q is back in our chat room, and she's our chat room mom, and she's taking care of everybody. So that's really good, and I appreciate it. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next caller here. Looks like it's area code 313 with a prefix of 415. Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello, ladies. My name's Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike. We're wonderful. Where are you calling from, Mike?
I am calling from Michigan.
Michigan, cold Michigan. All righty. So how can we help you this evening?
Well, I'm looking for insight in regards to I'm looking to make a move. I keep asking to make a move the first quarter of next year. And, I'm kind of thinking Wilmington, North Carolina. And, it's kind of a coastal town. And then looking for business to kind of fall in line to assist with that move.
Okay, stupid question. Why am I thinking fire engines? Please help me out.
No idea.
Okay, we're gonna get back to that in a minute. Okay, I'm getting fire engines so strongly. No, your house is not going to burn down. It has nothing to do with that. Can I ask you? Did you have anyone that has crossed over that was an EMT worker or involved in as a fireman or a volunteer fireman or anything of that nature?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No friends or any cousins or anything like that.
It's coming through so strongly. Hmm. So, and it usually doesn't come through that strongly unless there's a reason for it. So I'll put that off to the side for now, but we'll probably end up coming back to it. Okay, so about your move going forward, I do see the coastal living for you. I think it makes a lot of sense. Do you work from your home a lot? Do you do a lot of work from home or home-based?
Yeah, that's the business I've started.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what they're showing me is that you'll thrive there because the conditions will be right for two reasons. Supposedly, and when I say supposedly, it's because I'm just being shown this by the angels. What's really important is that you need to be out in the environment more. Does that make sense? It's almost as if you'll thrive with more daylight. They're showing me.
No, it makes perfect sense because I actually ran into a neighborhood buddy who I hadn't seen in 25 years. We met up at a coffee place today, and we had the same discussion that basically he's a traveler, and you know, and going to South America with his wife here for for a short jaunt of 6 months, and we were just saying basically that. You know, I just need to be in a warmer climate because, I mean, you can just do more stuff and be out doing more things and be more
exactly.
active. Where, yeah. you know, here in Michigan, you know, it's starting to get into that confinement weather.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. And I just feel like you're gonna get to North Carolina, and this is going to be for you like summertime, even in the wintertime, because you're so used to different winters. But I just feel like you're going to spread your wings and fly there. You're going to do really well. I see you getting more involved socially than you are right now. Not that you're not involved, but it's almost as if you're going to be doing some different things than you've ever done before, and you're going to be surprised, and you're really going to embrace them. Let me ask you about some spiritual awakening that's going on in you. Have you experienced that? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Talk to me about that. What's going on? Because I sense like this great spiritual awakening in you.
Yeah, it's just been over about a year and a few months that I've been taking a development class, and everything kind of happened when I made this move to this older town that I live in. And all kinds of stuff started happening, and, you know, it was weird. I'd walk my dog through town, and she would always take me, she would always want to go on the porch of this, you know, it's an older Victorian home that's now like a law office. Well, the attached garage was a metaphysical store, and I had no idea, and it took me for, you know, a couple months to figure that out and actually see the sign, met some people. She kind of, you know, introduced me to her teacher, and the last 2 months have been ridiculous.
Awesome. Yeah, because you know why that is. Are you familiar with the Ascension?
I mean, with everything that's going on right now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Degree. Some degree.
Yeah. Okay. One of the reasons why you're it's almost like, the difference is like walking the speed at which your spiritual awakening is coming is the difference between walking down the beach and then being like on a monorail going 100 miles per hour. So it's like all of a sudden it's coming really fast and it's like, oh, my gosh. But it's okay because it's just kind of preparing you for a higher level of vibration, which is going to be coming to you in probably in the next 60 days. And this is a good thing and a positive thing. And I know that might sound for a lot of our listeners like it's so way out there and they don't know what I'm talking about, but that's okay. You don't have to. I think Mike knows exactly what I'm talking about. Are you correct? Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So there are going to be some really great things that are going to be coming your way. And I'm just going to tell you, stay in. When you make that move, there are some wonderful people and some wonderful places out in North Carolina. As a matter of fact, what is it, Black Mountain? Is that what it's called, Black Mountain?
Yeah, I think
so. And Black Mountain Sanctuary, I believe it's called. If you go to my site, drginny.com, I have to ask, I've had it for so many years, drginny.com, go to the radio show button, click on it, and then start scrolling all the way down. You're going to see some pictures, and I know exactly what you're talking about on how sometimes you're guided in a direction and you don't even know why. We actually did a whole show about how I was guided towards that sanctuary where they have an energy vortex, and it was just so incredibly awesome. And you'll see some really great pictures, and I guarantee you if you just show up there, they will welcome you with loving arms, and they do that. They have full moon drum meetings, and they do all kinds of great things out there. You'll love it. They're really spiritually connected. There's some great stores out there, and the entire area is a very high energy level. So I think you'll do really, really well. As far as your business, I want to tell you, your business is going to do really, really well too, even better than you expected. And this is going to be the hard part. I don't know what your business is, but it's kind of weird because it's like your business is going to do so well that it's going to leave you less time than you anticipated for some of the funner things that you want to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I've been focusing on that to achieve that success. So when you were saying that I'm not nearly as social now as what I will be, mm-hmm. That totally is it, because I have to kind of wait tables right now to kind of make the day-to-day stuff while I'm developing the consulting business, and mm-hmm. so there's a lot of time involved with that, and working out and getting that going and so forth. So I don't have time.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally understand. But I'm telling you, when you get out that way, there are some really great people that are out that way that I personally know, I can't explain it, but I feel like it's just going to be the right place for you to be, and
funny
things are going to go.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Funny because in 2005 I moved back. I did spend some time in the military in Norfolk, Virginia Beach area, and
uh-huh.
Went back in 2005 and lived there for a year, year and a half. But the first look was Wilmington. And
okay.
I
mm-hmm.
don't know why. I'd never been there. And for some reason, it just kind of, maybe I'll check mm-hmm. that out. And it didn't happen. But then Wilmington keeps showing up.
Well, then, you know what? That's where you go. And some of these other places that I mentioned to you.
Someone picked me there as well.
I was just going to say, you'll probably go, you'll visit, you'll have the opportunity to make day trips to these places. And the really cool part is I'm a big, and, Jessica, my co-host, she always says, I follow, when I'm led, I follow every time. And it always leads me in the right direction each and every time. And it's, like, amazing to me. And I understand that you've got it now. You feel it, you know it, you see it. So you start following it, and you'll be shocked at what happens, okay?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm kind of waiting for, I've got a deal going on right now with a client that could lead into two deals that definitely financially would be able to allow me to, make that move first part of the year
mm-hmm.
without having to, wait tables and things like that to get there. Do you see that?
I'm seeing it's going to happen either the first or second week of March. That's
okay.
when I see that move taking place. And it'll
oh,
be the first
okay.
or second week of March, which is still, that's a good time. I mean, there's no time go for it. You know what I'm saying? Go for it.
Absolutely.
Enjoy it. That's what you're supposed to do, and I think you'll do really well. Okay?
Awesome. Thank
Alrighty,
you so much.
Listen. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in tonight. And listen, if you could stay on the line, listen to the rest of the show, or, just make sure you come back and let us know how you did, okay? We want to hear all about it.
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care now, Mike. Bye-bye. Mike from Michigan. He's getting out
of
the snow.
Together, Eminem.
Oh, that's right. Mike from Michigan is an Eminem. Mm-hmm. That's right. Now we've got a nickname for him.
Not appreciate that.
You know what? I don't think he'll mind it at all. I just love when I hear that people are so connected that they're starting to follow in the direction they're being guided. Because when you start doing that, it's like, people talk about manifesting, right? We hear about the secret and all that. But if you want to manifest your future, you also have to allow yourself to be guided. There's a wonderful book called The Alchemist, which is very much about allowing yourself to be guided in a certain direction. And it's a great book.
Really?
I've never read it.
That.
I've got a copy of it. I think I've, yeah, I, if I don't have it here, I have it at the other office. So I will
let
it, I'll
let
like to read
it.
It's really good. It's It's one of my absolute favorite books.
Isn't an alchemist somebody that makes things into gold? Or
yeah, that is the technical definition. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And this is kind of about that, but it's kind of like turning his life into gold in a way. You have to read it, and you'll see. But he is led, and each time he's led in a certain direction, it clicks. I'm being led in this direction. I don't know why, but I'm going to go. And it's so fantastic. So
you
have to read it. And I think Mike, he finally got it.
He gets
the big picture. Boy, once you get that, the whole rest of your life is going to be so much easier, thank God. So good for him. Alrighty, let's go ahead and take our next caller. And I'm going to say, I know we've been taking a little bit longer tonight on these calls, so I will try to shorten them just a little bit. But I also don't want to shortchange anybody, because one of the reasons we do this show is so that people can call in and can get, you know, their questions answered. And,
right.
And no one wants to feel rushed, and I'm not about feeling rushed, are you?
No, don't rush.
I don't want to rush.
This is all about relaxing.
This is relaxing. I hope people either have their coffee out or maybe a glass of wine.
No, it would be nice.
And they should send us some wine. Why how come no one ever sends us wine?
No, they're so silly.
We need to talk. Yeah, we need to give you all our mailing address, the office address, so you can send us some wine so that we can...
So we can be really relaxed when we talk. Because we're drinking coffee now.
Right, and it's not relaxing us, is it?
No.
Not at all, no. Well, okay, let's take our next caller. That's coming from 207 with a prefix of 374. Welcome to the Psychic Christian Cafe. Or the Christian
Hi,
Psychic
Jenny.
Cafe.
Hi,
how are you?
You're doing okay.
I'm doing
okay. There's no wine there.
I'm telling you, the way I'm talking, you would think I forgot the name of my own show. It's the Christian Psychic Cafe. That's terrible.
What did you say, the Psychic Christian Cafe?
I said
Cafe?
The Psychic Christian
you
Cafe.
You know, it all means the same thing.
I call it word jumble. All right, that works good. So who am I talking to? This is Dee.
This is Dee. You've talked to me before.
I know. I recognize your voice, and I remember you called in a couple of weeks ago, right? So how are you?
Getting there, I guess. You know, life is up and down. People are complaining again, so I wind up in the newspaper, and it's all just wonderful.
No.
Well, you know, they're going to be what they're going to be, and, you know, I just have to realize that that's the way it is. But the fact that the reporter for the county newspaper, which was the last article it was out, and my best friend bought it for me thinking I'd want to see it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so lovely when you know what your disabilities are, but everybody wants to write something about you that sounds so flattering because people don't get it. So you have mental health issues, and it's like, gee, thanks.
Well, is that what they said? I mean, they actually said
that's
that
what
in the
they
paper?
Do. Well, I have post-traumatic stress disorder, mild agoraphobia, panic and anxiety problems, and what's the other one? A mild reactional situational depression. Plus another form of panic for riding in a car. So people, because I haven't been the most visible person in the world, they think I'm a mental case, like I'm going to, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well,
among
okay.
other things.
Let's say this. I want to make sure I say this, and I want to say this for everyone listening. You know, just because somebody's different doesn't make them crazy, wacko, weird. Everybody has their own things that they have to deal with. Some of those times we can see what those things are, and other times we can't. Correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm connecting to this right, you're more the kind that would prefer not to be seen or heard unless you want to be, and so you prefer to move even under darkness. Is this correct?
Well, I when I was married, I'm younger, I was somebody that I was Mrs. O'Donnell, or I was Reverend, you know, the Reverend's wife. Now I'm an extrovert, and what I want to be is I actually have gotten to that point where I want to be out there because I have to do my own psychic show. I want to get someday when I'm written up in the newspaper. I want it to say because I was a New York Times bestseller.
I want my jewelry business to go.
So I want to be noticed, but I want to be noticed in a positive way because I march to the beat of my own drummer, and people don't know everything about me because how could I explain it to them?
You can't explain to people what makes you special, but you're not supposed to explain it to people. What makes you special is what you have, and that's the nice part. whether you tell someone about it or not, you don't, and it's not for ego, and you know that. I know you know that better than anyone.
Of course.
So you just, you are who you are, you have what you have, and you march to your own beat, and that's okay, because, you know, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to tell you, years ago, many, many years ago, and I think I talked about this on one of the shows over the last several years, my folks, my mom always wanted to own a mountain, so my dad, years and years and years ago, bought her a mountain in upstate New York. And so every weekend for years, we would, you know, go on up to our mountain where there was nothing. There was no running water other than, you know, the creek. And we'd go, and my mother would like run through the hills like the Sound of Music. Jessica, I think you even remember that. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. We used to go up there with the church youth group.
Remember? Oh, that was a lot of fun.
And that's back when you were dating, engaged to my brother.
Yes.
I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this was many, 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 many years ago, and
That was really many years ago.
Yeah, it was like 37 years ago. But here's the thing. We used to go up there, and there used to be this woman, and she was very special. And she used to come out and pick the blueberries along the side of the road. And we called her Blueberry Woman. And I don't know if you remember her.
No.
Her husband's name was Gus. But
I remember him.
Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He was really nice and helpful. But his wife, she was different. She wasn't weird. She was different. And so you would never see her, but you would know when she was around because the blueberry bushes along the side of the road would start shaking. No one ever saw her.
Yeah.
And for years, the only way we knew she was still alive is because the blueberry bushes would shake. And the funny part was, every now and then we'd hear she was sick or something, and my parents would bring over soup or whatever. But we never actually met her, not once. But that
wow.
was okay. Yeah, never met the woman. Now, I can tell you that I remember one year I had left my brand new, and it was a really expensive, at that time it was a $600 camera, so you go back 30 years, that was a really expensive camera. I had left it out on a rock out in the field, and it was getting ready for the weather to change, and a snowstorm was coming, and we had called Gus. And he went out there and got that camera, and we didn't get back up till spring, and he kept it safe for me, and he saw us, he came over and brought me my camera. And I thought that was so incredible. But the point, I guess, that I'm trying to make here is people respect other people whether they understand what's going on in their life or not. And if they're not that kind of person, then they're really not worth you worrying about. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. I do.
So don't sweat the small stuff.
No,
and if people want to comment.
Don't sweat the sweaty stuff.
Well, exactly. You know what you want to do. I know that you know your abilities, and you have to start using them. But
I'm
going to tell you, I want you to hone something, because there's something, I don't know if you've been tapping into it or not, but I feel like you need to. Are you good at finding, I know you are, and whether or not you've recognized it or not, I don't know, but you're really good at finding missing persons, crime scene information, et cetera. Are you aware of that?
I helped someone once on a murder case.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Actually, there were two different women that I know that were both working on the case, and one of them was somebody that she, and I don't say this about everybody, but she was somebody that thought she was a lot better than she really is.
Right, I understand.
And then the other one was somebody that was a friend of mine who, you know, one of those betrayers, but she was good, and she even knew that the other woman shouldn't even be, you know, what she was cracked up to be. I could, But yeah, actually, there were two different cases. But the one that I helped my the woman that was a friend, yeah, I guess
mm-hmm.
I guess I had some good insights.
Did the second person's name begin with an R?
No, began with a J.
Okay, not familiar with. That's not the person I thought it was. But
she's somebody from my area. She works in my town. She lives in a neighboring town.
Okay, I feel like. You need to do this, but you need to do it under the cloak of privacy. And
of course.
I feel like you need to contact the authorities when something goes on, and they will start to use you as a very valuable resource. And I feel if you do that, that is going to automatically grow your business because, you know, they talk, okay? And when people know they can depend on you for that, but make sure your ego doesn't overtake you, because if it does, then you're going to have a problem. Make sure.
That's one thing that I'm very, you know, that I get, how do I want to put it? It bothers me. I'm not saying it right. It's the idea that I don't ever want to get an ego. That's something I'm very conscious of. When I say that I want to be a best-selling author, it doesn't mean that I want to get an ego about it. I would rather, you know, I would like to see that happen, but at the same time, I want to still be humble because I don't like that kind of ego. That kind of person bothers me when they think they're so you know, high and mighty and better than everybody else. Because I'm just a down-to-earth person.
I will tell you that it's critical. It's critical that you not create ego for yourself because not that I sense you will, but I'm just, I don't know why I'm being told to remind you to keep it in check because I feel like if you focus and you only give the information you're getting and not try to, how do I put this? I want to put it gently, but I'm not going to because I want to make sure I get my point across.
Now, don't be gentle, please.
I'm not going because I know you can handle it. When you're working with the authorities, I want you to tell them only what you see, not what you surmise from what you see, but what you see. Because if you do that, you will be damn accurate, and I don't even know where that came from. I never say the word damn on the radio.
That's okay.
I'm the psychic
that tells it like it is, and I'll say on air, I've said it before on somebody's show when I was working with them, bullshit.
I don't get,
that's about as vulgar as it gets, and I have a mouth on me if I want to, but no, I don't want to get an ego. I hate ego.
Right.
I just want the recognition that I deserve. That's it.
It's not even ego that I guess I'm working on. It's just I want you to make sure that when you're working with the authorities, you only specifically say exactly what you're being shown, nothing else. If you do that, you will create such a name for yourself, Dee. That's the direction you need to go in right now. I'm telling you, that is the direction, okay?
That's going to be very interesting.
It's been helpful for you.
It has. It was something I was totally unexpected.
Okay, good then. I'm a happy person tonight. You made
my night. You totally caught me off guard. I wasn't even expecting that.
Really? Well, that's where you need to focus. That's exactly where you need to focus. And I think you'll be really surprised what happens.
I've been told before that maybe I would be good at doing the ghost hunting.
Well, ghost hunting is I'm going to say this. It's a lot of fun if you do it for the right reasons, which I'm sure you would. We've seen a lot of people get into it for the wrong reasons. But if your intent is to help those who are caught in the in-betweens cross over, it doesn't mean that they'll want to. But if you can help them get to a higher plane, get to heaven, because they don't realize that they're deceased, which often is the case, my gosh, is there a better thing in this world that you could ever do? It's so fulfilling.
Somebody suggested it to me, and they were saying at the time they were telling me, they were seeing, because I realized from my family that I'm a witch, she had tons of witches behind her in Salem.
I can imagine.
You know, they were related to me, apparently. I guess I have them from all over the place.
Well, and generally, I mean, for anyone, people that are related to you, you know, that are coming, that are using God's permissive will to cross back and forth, will be there surrounding you and supporting you. So that's not unusual for a person to have many, many spirit souls with them. And I don't care if you're Wiccan or if you're Methodist or Presbyterian or, you know, and I don't care what you are, so long as, you know, you're a soul, you're going to be surrounded by other souls that love you, you know? And that's darn fantastic.
The Christian background's still there, United Church of Christ, but I also resonate to Druidism, and then the Wicca. That always comes last, I guess, because I was a Druid in 1640, so.
Oh, well, there you go. So did you do past life regression?
Somebody did an Akashic record thing with me, and I found out I was Meg in County Cork. And I think the way it went, I had a brother who was secretly a Catholic priest, who betrayed me, and he betrayed my husband. And I think I was the one that was burned at the stake. My husband was hung. I was 30. Mm-hmm. We had no children. And I had the courage to stand up against the king. And she was telling me that I had to stand up and fight back, you know, to save my house. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting just connecting with her. And she, instead of going to the light afterwards, she integrated into me.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah. I was going to say, that must have been some great information to get.
I mean, that's
wonderful.
Now I just have to get the stuff off an old computer because it was one of those download things and I couldn't. Mm-hmm. But it was infinitely fascinating.
Well, that's
part of why I'm attracted to Ireland and Scotland. I'm a misplaced Celt, but I have Celtic heritage this time around too. So.
And not at all surprising, Jessica and I have done a lot of work with past life regression. We're hypnotherapists, and that's something that we've been studying. And we never claim to be experts at that. We're studying it. And it's so interesting how the information that can come up when you start working with past life regression. It's really interesting.
You're
going to
get stronger at that.
Yeah, I think so.
Here I am telling
so.
You.
That's okay.
Reading me, and I'm reading you.
That often happens. That's often the way it goes,
yeah.
You know.
No, I think you're going to get really strong.
Oh, well, I would love to be able to do more of that for people because I know they enjoy it. And everybody wants to know where they're coming from, because also it answers so many questions. People have knee pains, back pains, shoulder pains, head pains, migraines, it's usually something that has happened in a past life that once they can then come to terms with it, that pain or dis-ease will go away. And that's
exactly
something I'm just all about helping. And if I can help somebody, oh, what a blessing that would be, you know?
That's exactly what we're supposed to be doing.
Well, there you go. So I guess I'm on the right track, right?
You're on the right track.
All
you
right.
Definitely are.
Dee, it's a pleasure to talk to you always.
You
I'm
too,
glad
and thank
you. Called in. You're welcome. You take care and God bless, okay?
Okay,
alrighty.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Well, she's up there from Maine, and as we know, I've had the opportunity, and you too have been up to Maine.
I've been to Maine, and it's cold.
It's well, right? You know, I don't know what the temperature. I usually have it
even
on my
in the
phone.
Summer. It's cold.
Oh, I'm telling you, there is nothing better than walking through the woods and smelling the scent of the pine trees and the rivers and the streams run clear. It's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place. And, you know, my only problem is. Do you want to know
what
my problem
is?
Okay, you're all going to think I'm insane. You know, I'm a treasure hunter at heart.
Right.
You know it, right?
Oh gosh, I know.
Right. I mean, it's like. It's in me, and I know eventually something's...
You were a pirate in a past life.
I don't know. I don't know if I was a pirate, but I do know this. I have this treasure hunting thing in my blood, and I don't know why. And it's, you know, there's very few treasures to find in Maine. On the Sandy River where our place is, we've done gold mining, as
right.
You know. We've panned for gold and found very, very little specks. But by the time you get done collecting all those specks, you know, you might as well work a real job.
Hmm.
So that's not fun. And you can find some tourmaline up there, but that's about it. I love the places where we've got clean rivers, mountains, woods, trees, and the possibility of gold. I don't know why.
But shouldn't you go out west to find gold?
Go west, young man.
Go
west. Wasn't that
isn't that where they pan for gold?
Yeah, they do. There's a lot of places, but I feel like there's something that's going to come from that. I can't explain it. It's like, you know it. I mean,
I know. You've been doing this ever since I can remember.
It's going to happen, or maybe it was because I was always a pirate. Yeah, no, because I couldn't have been a pirate because I would never take from somebody else. I could never take, but I was at the dollar store and. I had to tell her about the two things that stuck together.
But that's good. You're an honest person.
But I've had to think about it twice.
That doesn't mean you weren't a pirate. Maybe you were an honest pirate.
If I was a pirate, I'd like to think I was an Irish pirate, honest pirate, because I could never steal from somebody or hurt somebody. I could never do that.
Well, then you weren't a pirate, because
no.
They weren't honest people.
No, I know. I think I was just a treasure hunter. I'm pretty sure. You know? I mean, I'm like, do you know I have all the math? Dee doesn't know this. I have all the geographical maps and all of all the different terrain and all the different information that came from the University of Maine. I have all the prints out. I know where every single mining location is in Maine. Do you know that? You
really?
Didn't even know that. Yes, I know it.
So you think you're going to find gold in Maine?
No, anyone who finds gold in Maine, it's all placer. It means it's basically from when the big meteorites hit and just blew it out of Canada, and then it just kind of some sprinkled down. That's all it is. There's not. I don't think anyone will ever find a major vein in Maine. Yes, that's right. You heard it here, folks.
A
first,
major vein.
Tomorrow it'll be in the newspaper. Major vein found in Maine. And it rhymes, so I'm already happy. Okay.
We really get off onto some weird subjects, don't we?
No, I don't think it's weird. I think it makes perfect sense to me, doesn't it? I mean, okay, wait a second. Dee says it gets hot and humid. She's in the chat room along the coast where she is. Yes, it does. I mean, it gets really – listen, I've been
I
in Maine
me,
where I
just...
thought I was going to die because no one has air conditioning.
Well, yeah. When I went up there, it was summertime,
and
it was
cold.
But we live in Florida, okay? It's 95 degrees every day.
You know, today it was...
It was cold.
It was cold. And what was it, like 70?
It was 70, freezing. Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I'm wearing socks for the first time in, like, I don't know, a year.
I had a leather jacket on today.
I know.
How ridiculous
I know.
Is that?
It's like, wow, this is amazing. Don't we sound attractive? Leather jacket
going...
and socks. Boy, those are two hot women over there in Florida. Woo.
Hey, leather jackets are hot.
Well, leather
Maybe
jackets...
socks aren't.
No, and look at these. They're not even attractive socks.
They're
like
really
the
no-see-ums,
you know? Okay, you know what? I'm going to stop describing my socks because people are going to hang up. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. Here we go. This is area code 575 with a prefix of 430. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
There you
How
go.
Are
you got it.
I know the name
Hi,
of the show.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, what's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy. Tammy's a beautiful name. Is that with a Y or an I?
A Y.
That's with a Y. Great. Tammy, and where are you calling from? Somewhere out in New Mexico?
Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. And what part of Texas?
North Texas, up by Dallas.
Dallas. Okay. Very good. All righty. And how can we help you this evening?
Well, I was just hoping that you could help me process a few things and give me some insight, but I'm here in Texas taking care of my dad and my sister's health care and some issues around that. And I'm trying to balance everything, and I need to get some work and pay my bills.
Okay,
and
so a couple of things I'm going to ask you here. First of all, they're saying that you... I'm just gonna tell you exactly what they're giving me, and it's coming so fast and furious. So I'm just gonna shoot it out there at you. First of all, you're doing an awesome thing that you're doing. You know you're doing an awesome thing. It's a huge burden for you, not because you don't want to do it, but it is exhausting for you, and you've had to give up a lot for it. And why am I saying forgiveness needs to happen here? What's that about? Talk to me about this.
Because my father and I have had a very turbulent 30-year relationship.
Okay, and yet you're still willing to help.
Yeah, I need to. I'm the one that needs to do it. So
I understand because that's where the responsibility thing came in. That's what I'm saying. You're doing what needs to be done. It's not a burden, but it is exhausting, and some forgiveness needs to take place. And I'm going to tell you that your father was a very difficult man. This. You already know, correct?
Yeah, I was thinking,
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So regardless of that, you can't change who he is.
Right.
Okay. And never will you be able to change who he is. You have to kind of accept him as who he is and know you're doing this for the right reasons, But I guess the other thing I need to say is they're telling me your nutrition, and I'm going to use a really nasty word right now. Is it not very good? Is your nutrition not good right now?
No, it's not.
Because they're telling me it sucks. That's literally, I'm hearing the word her nutrition sucks, and I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. Okay. So tell me why. You're making such bad nutritional choices right now.
It's stress.
Okay, so you're eating because you're stressed out, and momentarily it's making you feel better, but you're crashing within an hour or two. And I'm going to tell you, are you sometimes suffering from low blood sugar?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm getting that. All right, so. This is what I'm going to tell you. You need to change the way you're eating because that's already you're gonna start getting colds left and right if you don't change the way you're eating. You know that?
I've already been trying to fight it. trying to be better. I know it. I know what you're saying.
I know. Isn't it annoying, though? It's like, who is this stupid lady from Florida telling me what to do when I already know what I need to do? And I know what it's like because we've all been there, you know. We're under a lot of stress. And you know, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but I actually, and I'm going to be honest about this, I said my husband was in the hospital. So I swung by Dunkin' Donuts to get a cup of coffee. And then I thought I'd get a bagel because I didn't have breakfast yet. But somehow I also ordered an old-fashioned donut. And I got to the hospital.
Somehow.
The evil devil on my shoulder. And so I'm, like, sitting there, and I'm like, you know what? That was stupid. That was a stupid choice. And I could either eat that donut or I could just throw it away. So I want you to guess what I did.
You threw the donut on the ground.
Well, no, I threw it in the garbage can. I'm not going to be a litter bug. But do you know what I'm saying? Okay, Tammy, it's like sometimes even if we make the wrong decision, it's not too late to make the right decisions. And especially when it comes to nutrition, like I'm feeling like they're pushing me so strong to let you know you need to make the right decision.
Okay. So make the right decision.
Okay. All right, so you take, I'd rather you, even if you buy it, and then before you put it in your mouth, say, this is stupid, this is not going to make me feel good in the long run, I'm getting rid of it. And here's the thing, if you were like Reverend Jay in our chat room or Susie Q, you can't listen to them because they would tell you to eat it, because
I think they
would. From what I can tell from the chat room, they're dying there because we're talking about food. Because they're in the chat room, they're talking about this
right
now.
You're making them hungry. I think
I am, and I feel really bad. But seriously, you know what? I'd rather you waste the money than you put it in your mouth. Because right now, I see you need all the help you can get to get through this situation. And the other thing I'm going to tell you, you're not sleeping well, and that's also an issue. Is this correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, ultimately, I know you said you're the only one who can help, but are you sure you're helping in the way that needs to be helped, or are you just wearing yourself down?
I'm sure I'm helping in the way that I need to help them, but I just spent, like, the weekend, you know, kind of exhausting myself, I mean, because some issues came up, and I just had to back away.
Right,
you know?
Good. Good.
For myself, you know, and I just kind of got too close, you know, to get burned.
Well, because there's old issues, too. And those, like I said, your dad's never going to change who he is. And those issues will always resurface. And you can't, that's not going to change, right?
Okay.
You know this, right?
So I had to, I realized it, and I stepped away for a while, and I wasn't sleeping, a couple of days ago, I'm back on track, so.
Good, okay, good. Just don't
stressful.
Let them suck you in.
That's what I had to do, and I was getting too close, so.
Just keep your distance, and you'll be fine. I'm going to tell you, eat healthy. Make sure you don't overdo it. If you wear yourself down, you're not going to be good to anybody. So don't feel like you have to be the martyr, all right?
Okay. Well, when I found out all this was going on, you know, I was right in the middle of some work and the possibility of working on a contract out of country and stuff, and I still need to work, and I was just curious what you see up ahead for me on that. I mean, what do I need to do just to get by during this time for them?
Well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just know that I need to be here for them as much as I can, but I still need to take care of myself, you know.
You really do, and I almost see that, you know, this might sound like a strange thing, but if you had taken that contract out of town, wouldn't you have been able to send back money to be able to get somebody to go in there and help them?
Yes, and that's what not that one particular, but now the one coming up, I need, you know, That's what my plan is.
Okay, because, see, that's what the angels are telling me. In other words, you have to do what's best for you and what's best for them, and they need someone there. But you could be more useful by earning the money to help out to get someone there but also advance your career and your knowledge and your experience. And also, frankly, it is for your own mental health. I'm sensing
right.
that being really close to that situation is really kind of unhealthy for you.
It is. But I need
yeah.
to be the one to help facilitate it, help them as well, send them money too. So.
Well, you know, I understand that, but you're going to feel guilty either way. So at least
right.
if you know you're partially supporting, right?
Right.
You know, let's get down to the honest part here. It's not healthy for you to be in close proximity. You know this, right?
Right, and I stay my geographical distance. I do. I know my limits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what's the very best next thing? Right? What's the best next thing? Go ahead and take the overseas job and send some money to get someone in there to help them. It doesn't mean you have to pay for the whole thing, but, you know, that would be your best next thing. And so that's what I would suggest that you consider doing. Who's got the drinking problem?
Do what?
Who has the drinking problem or had a drinking problem that was related to this family?
My grandfather.
Mm-hmm. And he is crossed over?
Yes. Both
mm-hmm.
of my grandfathers.
Okay. And your grandfather, when he was drunk, did he get kind of aggressive?
Yes, both of them did.
Mm-hmm. The one that I'm seeing was slender, very rugged-looking face, but almost looked, and forgive me for describing him this way, but it's how, almost had a homeless look to his face. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Very tall?
This one is tall, and I'm getting, and there's also one named Charlie or Chuck or Charles or something like that.
His initials are AC.
Okay, there you go. That's him.
Okay.
He's the one, and he's the one that's coming across, and he's saying, "Get out while you can."
Okay.
There you go.
Do you see that contract coming up quickly, or am I going to have to wait
long? I see the contract coming up, but I don't see it coming up until. You won't be going to it until March. You may get word on it that in late December, early January, but I see it not coming up till March. And I'm sorry, that's what I do see. But, again, I want to give you the words. Your grandfather's saying you care more than they care. He's saying you've got the heart that they didn't. I don't know, that no one else has. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and he's saying, take care of yourself, and you take care of them. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay, so this is what he's saying. And I forgive me, I usually ask if it's okay if someone from the other side communicates with you, but in this case, I just wanted to... I just went ahead and I apologize. Are you comfortable with me giving you these messages?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, who was he? Was he in the military? Was there some military involvement there?
I'm not quite certain, but he is my mom's dad.
Okay. I believe he was in the military way back when, because I am seeing some military involvement there. It was one of his proudest moments, I will tell you.
Okay.
And he's just letting me know that. And this is going to sound really weird. He's saying, eat your carrots. Now, I have no idea what that means. I don't know what it means to your family or how it's connected to you, but he's saying, eat your carrots. Now, do you like carrots? Does that make any sense to you at all?
I just ate a handful of carrots.
Okay, you just ate a handful of carrots. There you go. Okay, so
wow.
That's his way of validating to you that that it's actually him and it's the person that you just described to me. He's letting you know. What better way for him to validate than to tell you what you just ate? Okay. So if that, I don't know, doesn't that freak you out? Come on, that's every time. I've been doing this 18 years, and every time that happens, it gives me goosebumps all over. It's like, come on, you know? They crack me up when they do stuff like
that's
this.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so keep eating your carrots.
I have one question.
Yeah.
Do I need to find another contract between now and then, or...
I'm going to tell you that I would not wait for just one contract. I would keep applying for other ones that come in. I would not stop till you get the one that you want. And I'm going to tell you, move really fast forward on that, okay? And there's a part of me, I'm not going to lie to you, that the human, well, not that there's an unhuman side of me, but the compassionate side of me feels bad because, like, I want to say to you, you know, take care of your dad, he's your dad and all this stuff. But I'm being told, no, take care of him by not being in his presence because he shreds you sometimes. Is that true?
That's true, and I understand exactly what you're saying. It's just that everybody around me doesn't understand, or not everybody, most people around me doesn't understand that. And so that's what's, you know, difficult, too. Is in
but they're not living it. They're not living it. They're not the ones getting shredded. They're not the ones who are being torn down and having their self-confidence, you know, put through a paper shredder. So, you know what? I always say, no one's going to take care of us like us. And this was too strong a validation. Honey, if you don't take control of your life and do what's best for you, you know what I'm saying?
I do, and that's why, you know, why I'm back. I'm just here to take care of business, and I'm going to move on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good. All I'm going to say is God bless you for what you're doing, and you're a good soul, and there are more than one way to help, because if we keep putting in our proximity somebody that's unhealthy for us, then we have no one to blame but ourselves.
Okay.
I
appreciate you validating that for me today.
And don't thank me. Thank your grandfather, because he was the one who came through. And I always say, you know, I don't take any of the credit for this. I give all the glory to God and the angels. That's where it all comes from. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless, and you. You have a wonderful evening. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. We are going to take just a very, very short break, only because I want to get a drink of water. I'll be back in 3 minutes.
Love and
Don Moen, God Will Make a Way. Don Moen. Really? Do you know every singer in the whole wide world? You're so horrible. Oh, my God. Jessica's being very difficult tonight because his name is Don Fista. Price Fista Water. We're being bad. See, that's because no one gave us wine. See, if we were like Jesus, we could turn our coffee to wine. Just by waving our hand over it, right? Oh, my God. I'm not comparing my... I said if we were like Jesus, if we had those abilities.
Right.
Yes, but we don't. Yes, and so if anyone wants to send us a crate of wine... No, I don't. I think Jesus, if he comes down, he may give us a hard time for just having just said that. I think I could be in trouble. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I don't really, you know. Yeah. Okay. I apologize. I was only kidding. I didn't really want
to,
you know. And it's so easy to make me feel guilty, isn't it? I know. I'm an easy target. That's. I gotta change that. I've decided I want to play a trick on you, but I guess I'm not supposed to announce it. I'm not supposed to announce it, am I? I haven't played a trick on somebody in a really long time. I don't know something. I don't know. Well, see, every time that's lame. No, every time I plan on, like, doing, like, a really good trick, then I think that the person might be offended or hurt, and then I don't do it because I don't want to hurt anybody. Well, no, I wouldn't be mean or anything. I don't know, like... Oh, gosh, that was good. I love it. That would be so hysterical. See, you're very witty tonight. You're taking that vitamin D I gave you, aren't you? I know you are. I'm telling you, folks, if you're getting sick or if you feel like you're getting sick or if you want to keep from getting sick, take 5,000 milligrams of vitamin D, D3, every single day and raise it up to 10,000 milligrams. And no, it doesn't get fatal till you hit 50 to 100,000 milligrams, so you're good. You're okay. No, I'm telling you, it really works. Well, go out in the sun. But the truth is we're coming into the winter months, and we live in Florida, but, you know, okay, last weekend, what did we do? Okay, you know what we did last weekend? Let me tell you what we did last weekend. We went to Lake Eola, where they had the Fall Festival. It was a blast. We had a really good time, and we were walking around, and then I said, let's go to the radio stations. And? I love going to, because you always win free stuff. That's because you didn't win the Simon Says type game. Yes. Well, and they were like, jump up and down. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. So I did it, and I won some really nice cups. I won those, what are they called?
Those non-sweat cups.
Yeah, non-sweat cups. That sounds nice. So it begins with a V. What's it called? No, it's called the vesticular cup. No, it's Tervis. It's called Tervis. Thank you, producer person. Tervis. And do you want to know why? No. I know. There's a V in it. But do you want to know why it's called Tervis? Because of the last names, they took the last three letters. This is from 1947, I believe it was invented, where they found a cup that could be used both for cooling and also for...
Heating.
Yes, yeah. So you could put hot in there, you could put cold in there, and so what they did was they didn't know what to call it because this was this great invention,
mm-hmm.
1947. So what they did was they took the last three names of each of the inventors' names.
The three letters.
And
you
I think
mean?
The one guy's name was Cotter, I think was his last name, and I don't remember what the other guy's last name was, but apparently the last three letters was V I S. And so they got Tervis. Yeah. Okay, this is like stupid stuff that nobody really cares about.
Tervis. It's like a cup within a cup.
Yeah, you know what we got to talk about? Though?
A cup.
We got to talk about this. We got to talk about a cup, and we got to talk about something that we got involved in when we went out to that healing group out in Casadega. Do
yes.
you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw them do dousing with divining rods, you know, copper rods. And so we wanted to see, you know, how it worked, and they showed us, and we loved it, so we bought some, and we've been messing with them, and they really work.
They're cool. You could stand in one spot, and they spin around in circles.
Well, when you find an energy vortex, they spin around like, I mean, like...
You feel like you have a helicopter in
your hand. You do. I mean, it literally, you have to step back so you don't, like, scratch your face. But the really cool part about them are dousing rods have been going on for, like, thousands of years. They actually have cave paintings that date back over 8,000 years where they where it appears they're showing, like, what they call forked sticks. And so they show in, like, ancient Chinese and even Egyptian artwork,
mm-hmm.
they show pictures of people using dousing. And in the 15th century, all the Europeans, the miners, used to use them. However, as always, the church thought it was the work of the devil, and so they kind of disappeared from view.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would the church think that dousing rods are the work of the devil, okay? Here are people out here trying to find water for their farm.
Well, because you're finding water mysteriously.
Because you're going to a source other than the church for information, and they always want to be the one where you go and get your information from them.
I don't think the church is going to find water for you.
I don't think they are. So why would they down somebody? Sometimes I guess I don't understand something. But anyway.
Well,
it's
because they didn't understand it. That's part of the problem.
The peasants, and I want you to notice I said peasants and not pheasants, because we all know that I do pronounce things wrong all the time.
Bunch of birds right here.
With dousing rods. I'm sorry. I have a really good vocabulary, but I pronounce half the words wrong.
It's just a brain problem.
My mother used to do the same
thing.
She
did,
it's
and
like,
it used to make me laugh
so
much.
I used to crack up. I know, and I used to tease her all the time, and I find that I do it now.
Yes, and it's as you're getting older.
And I realized I went to say somebody was viral. But I meant viral.
It's viral. Yeah, and she said they were viral. I'm like, oh, my God.
It's just like, wow, that's really sexy. That was terrible. Anyway, the peasants needed dousing to find, you know, their water source. And so they used to do it secretly. And that's how they came to use the willow stick,
mm-hmm.
because they would break a piece of the willow stick off and it would turn in the direction of where the water was. It would actually bend.
Which makes sense.
And then once they found their water, they would then break it and destroy it so no one would know that they used it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, police department actually hired dousers to find where murder victims are located. Keep that in mind, Dee. I don't know if you've ever worked with, I know Dee's still online and still listening. I know that...
they're cool.
Yeah, they're cool. And Jessica and I were working with it, and I had this 50 cent piece. And a half dollar, right? I have to call it a 50-cent piece. And I hid it out in my yard. And I said, okay, I'm going to show you how cool. And you found it.
Yes, I did.
Each and every time.
And we kept moving it around, and I didn't see, and it kept going right to it.
It kept going right to it, so she kept finding it.
I was very
it,
amazed, because I was kind of the doubting Thomas with these things.
Really? Gee, I would have called you a negative Susie. But anyway, it was...
That doesn't even rhyme.
I know.
Negative
I
Nancy.
Negative Nancy. You were negative Nancy.
I was negative I Nancy.
You got it. It's like an alliteration, negative Nancy. Anyway, but okay, so here's the thing. Dousing is kind of like... intuitional science, okay? So it's a combination of using mental, emotional, and your intuitive faculties and focusing on what you want it to do. And then it's almost like an extension of your natural feelings and your intuitive perception. So you hold these copper rods, one in each hand. They're like L-shaped, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then then you use what we call your superconscious mind, and you say, you know, show me where. We were actually started out having it show where certain my kids were.
Yeah, where people
were. My
were.
Husband point at
uh-huh.
my husband. It would point at my husband.
It did.
And then we'd have it point at the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, And stuff like that. And so when, then we went took it further. And the truth is, I'm going to be really honest, we know there's a leak somewhere in my pool. I have an in-ground pool, and we know there's a leak because we have to put water in it all the time, and it's not from the heat. So we're trying to figure out where the leak is.
Right.
And so I told my husband, I'm going to try with the dowsing rods. And tonight it pointed out for me where it was.
Oh, yeah.
So and I was just, we were kind of playing with them.
Well, and it finds water right away.
Well, every time you're
amazingly.
Oh, my God.
Right next
freaky.
To the pool, it was going
it went
berserk.
Nuts. Yeah. So I'm telling you, if you get a chance, you know, you hold the rods in front of you, one in each hand, and parallel to the ground. And then, you know, you hold it loosely so that, you know, it could kind of spin. And you put your elbows at your side, and this keeps your hands and the rod steady because you don't want to move them, right? And it helps center your energy, clear your mind, make sure you're centered, and then you can actually order it to search for anything. They say you can order it to search. Well, in this case, you asked where the 50-cent piece was.
Yeah.
And it would point each and every time. I asked where the water leak was, and it pointed to it crossed over, and where it crossed over is where we suspect the water leak is. And so now that my husband's out of the hospital, we can start digging. poor guy. But the thing is, if you walk slowly and have patience, divining or dowsing rods can be really helpful. We were out in Texas. We had some property out there, and we were at the time thinking about digging a well till I found out it was like I was in hell. But other than that, it was out in Tolingua, Texas, and if you've ever, it's right near Big Bend, and it's really hot. It's like, oh, anyway, I didn't want to dig a well. But the guy said, well, Miami, if you want to dig a well, you need to get Cloud Shadow Black Feather to come. And that's what he said. Cloud Shadow Black Feather, she'll come out, and no one's supposed to know about her, but she'll bring her dowsing rod. That's what he said to me.
Wow, it took him really a long time to say all that.
I know. I was like, wait, let me get a chair. And he went on and on. Anyway, he was a really nice guy. Those people were unbelievably cool. I mean, talk about cool characters, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, well, does anybody have a map of this area? Because it's like thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of ranches. I'm like, does anybody have a map? Yeah, what you got to do, you got to go down the second, what do you call that, cattle crossing where the cows can't go, because they're all dirt roads, no signs, no, there's not even any natural landscape.
Just take a compass.
It's desert. So go down to the second cattle crossing, make a right, and you'll see this big old trailer. Now, when you get there, you beep twice, because otherwise they'll shoot you. Oh, well, this'll be fun, you know. Yeah, and he has maps of the whole area, and usually he has copies of everything, and that's exactly what he did. Yeah.
And you didn't get shot, obviously.
No, my husband followed the rules. We saw the. I'm like, stop now and beep. Stop now. So he beeped twice, and we waited, and the guy, you know, he moves his curtains, you know, and he looks, then he comes out of his and kind of nods for us to come, and then we pull forward. And he said, what you need? And we said, well, you know, the guy who wears the big cowboy hat over at, and he's like, okay. And I said, you might have a map of this part. And he said, yeah. And then he said, you can't go up that way, though, because they have the meth labs up there.
Oh, my
They'll
gosh.
Kill you. And I'm like, and I'm looking at my husband like, what the hell are we doing out here, you know? And so anyway, yeah, it was great. We had the best time.
Wow.
I'm telling you, that was the best trip where I almost died in my entire life. It was a lot
Sounds
of fun.
Really good and memorable.
Well, you know. Anyway, if you ever want to search for gold, oil. Oh, oil.
Wow.
Oh, maybe.
Think you have oil in your yard?
No, maybe. I have some property out in Hudsba, Texas. I might have some oil there.
You know, you might.
Hudsba. Let's check it out. If you wanna, they actually do douse for missing people, though. Even lost vessels at sea. You know, all this stuff. So you can use these copper dowsing rods to find things, and you actually guide them using your kind of like super conscious mind. So I recommend it, and it's kind of neat. And if you get a hold of some, you know, there's lots of places. Go online, go to eBay. You can buy them on eBay. I'm going to recommend somebody's site because I've bought stuff from her over the years. We both have, and her site is www.cgreen.us. And I'm pretty sure that site is still active, www.cgreen.us. And she has all kinds of stuff on there, you know. And if for some reason that's not right, I'll check it. I'll give you the right site next week. But pretty cool.
It is very cool. It was fun. It was different.
I was different, and you know, I've been, you know, me and my metal detecting, because I just know we're going to
Well, now you have another method.
Now I have another method, because I get crazy. You know, and I will not dig any place where somebody might have been buried before. Did you hear about this? Okay, I mean, come on, people, this is, like, cool. Where is it? I don't even know if I have it here, because I lose everything. I'm like, you know, if my head wasn't sewed on, I wouldn't find it either. There was this place out, and I believe it was Connecticut or Massachusetts, and it was during, just as Hurricane Sandy was hitting,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was getting really wet, and it was raining a lot, and there was this big, huge old oak tree. And so, apparently, like, the old oak tree got so heavy, because, you know, oak trees don't have a huge root system.
Right.
So when they get really wet, and the leaves get wet, they get top heavy, and they pull over. So we've seen some, all of us, tremendous
down here,
footage,
yeah.
Right? So on the news, you could see these big trees up north, like, falling over. Well, this one tree, it fell over, and it literally took underneath it. They looked, and there's, like, this dead body, you know, and all they saw were bones. And I really wanted to read it to you, and I just don't know what I did with it. I had put it aside because I thought that, you know, that's just so something I would read. Okay, here it is. I knew I had it. Okay. Finding bones from century-old skeletons beneath a historic tree sounds like a segment out of a scary movie, but the scene became all too real when a Connecticut woman made the frightening discovery the day before Halloween. Now, okay, now, see, would you have it removed, or would you wait until the trick-or-treaters came?
I know, right?
I'm just saying, you know? Okay, on Tuesday, Kate Carbo, oh, come on, Carbo. Was that really? Anyway, Kate Carbo, a bystander, alerted police about a skeleton found beneath a historic oak tree that toppled over from Hurricane Sandy's intense wind. As is the New Haven Independent reports, she spotted the skull in the roots of the fallen oak tree. Now wait, the skull was positioned upside down with its mouth open. Still connected to the spine and rib cage. And thank goodness they provided details.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Investigators headed to the scene at the New Haven Green, a 16-acre park. Wait for it. This
what?
Is the good part. That had once been used as a burial ground. And there you have it. Isn't that
See,
always
so
the
you
case?
Never know.
I am telling you, people... How can that? I think there should be a law, and there probably is.
There is.
I mean, how can you just build on top
You're
of sacred ground?
You're supposed to have to move it.
You
I
should.
Think now.
I don't understand how people can build on top of sacred ground. Is that...
Because it's very expensive to dig up all these skeletons
right.
and bodies and stuff and move them.
It's just, it's, you know, they think that that this person was likely the victim of smallpox or yellow fever. And that he was probably buried between 1799 and 1821.
Oh, wow.
The headstones from the burial ground at the New Haven Green were moved, but the bodies were never
See,
relocated.
See, that's the messed up part.
See, and I, to me, that is, first of all, you want to go visit your loved one, even though they're not really still in the ground, because, you know, we know they're up in
right,
heaven
right.
or crossover. But still... You know, it's like, oh, we're sorry, we moved the headstone. There, he's in my backyard, though. You can go visit him. I mean, that's just wrong. That's wrong,
yeah.
You know? I mean, I don't get that, and I don't know.
Oh, people are crazy. And like I said, people don't want to spend the money that it takes to actually move everything.
I think that that's just, I'm appalled by that, absolutely appalled. It's poltergeist-like.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know.
It's just like poltergeist.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how would you feel if you just, went out, okay, little Susie's goldfish dies, so you put it in the cardboard box. We've all been through this, right?
Right, right.
And you all go outside, and you go and dig a little hole and put
yeah,
the goldfish in, and out pops Grandma Ethel's head. How awful is that? That's just not right. I'm telling you, that's just not right. It's not right. Okay, you know, we're going to go ahead and take another caller, because I can go on all day about this. I just think it's awful. Let me see who the next one is in the queue, because I want to make sure I take them in order. Looks like we've got area code 313 with a prefix of 213. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Jen?
Hi, who's
this? Is Eric.
Well, hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm happy I actually called you. I thought that, you know, I was going to get a chance to catch you today.
Well, I'm glad
but,
you did.
Well, at first I'm calling trying to figure out what was, because this motorbike been actually just gone off. So I'm trying to figure out what this is all about.
Okay, tell me what's going on. Tell me, say that again.
No, this motorbike that I got, It's just been going off, been going off. So I'm trying to figure out what is that all about.
Well, I'm not really sure. Let me see what I can get on that. Okay. You know, do you think, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
I want to jump from that subject to your job. Did you get a new job?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because
Go ahead.
No, please, go ahead.
That's actually what I was going to talk, that's going to be my next question, but I was trying to figure out, like, this motivator is going off, like, somebody's actually thinking about me. Is it Gabrielle, or is it just going off just because? Like, I mean, daily it's going off, like,
well,
the vibration.
Yeah, and, okay, this is, it's the Moldavite, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, okay. For anyone who's listening, Moldavite is the most incredible stone, and I just want to kind of talk about that just for 1 second. Moldavite is the kind of thing that will really bring just so much into your life. And it is supposed to be the stone that the Holy Grail was carved out of, and the chalice, and the glass that Jesus used for the Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty neat. And it's only found in one place in the entire world, and that's in the Czech Republic. And Eric is an owner of that. You can actually get those on my website at drginny.com, www.drginny.com. And so if that thing is going off and it's vibrating on you like that, is it only when you think about her, or is it just vibrating in general?
It's actually when I think about her. So, you know,
okay.
I don't know if it's actually, you know, once I think about her, she's thinking about me, or what it might be.
Is it warm? Is it heating up?
You know what? That is not doing.
Okay.
So
what I'm going to tell you is, if it's not heating up and it's just vibrating, I'm going to tell you that means there's a lot of energy, and I'm sensing it's not 100% great energy between you and her. Would you agree?
As of right now, no.
Okay.
Last time we talked, like I said, she's been contacting me and stuff like that, so I don't know if she actually wants to give it another try.
Mm-hmm.
Is she trying to move this slowly? But as far as next class is going to be about my job, do you see me actually moving up? And what do you see between me and Gabrielle? Has she actually moved on? Is she actually still there for the time being?
Well, this is what I'm going to say. First of all, I'm sensing that the job, if you rein yourself in and do what you're supposed to, you'll do extremely well at the job. What I'm getting, and not only me, but what you're getting from your Moldavite, I'm going to tell you, is that you're not getting a positive where Gabrielle, that's her name, right, is concerned.
Yes.
You know, as you know, that stone is supposed to have been sent by God. And it gives it almost mystical properties. And because of that, I'm going to tell you that it's letting you know that there's not good energy. That's why it's doing that. There's not good energy between you and her, and there hasn't been. And I'm going to recommend to you, you know, again, I do not affect your free will, nor will I ever, but if I were you, I would back away from the Gabriel situation, focus on your job so that you can move ahead, because that's going to be the most important thing. Once you get that going right, everything else will go right too.
Okay, now once I bag off, I mean, is it a possibility we get that together, or is it so negative where we
it's,
want
oh,
to?
No, it's definitely a possibility because, as you know, two things. We know that the stone is a healing stone, and the fact that it's raising its vibration whenever you think about her, that this means that there's problems going on, but it is connecting. So I think that there is a possibility that you two can end up together, but my concern is, as it has always been, is that you have to make sure that she's exactly what you want and not just kind of what you want. Do you know what I'm saying? Because if you're in doubt, then you know it's not exactly what you want.
Yes, it is. Now, do you know how long that it would actually take between, you know, I know you said 5 weeks before, but no, that's not the case.
No, it's not because you changed. You did something you weren't supposed to do. So we won't go into that on air, but
you know exactly
what I'm talking about. I'm getting the number 8. That could be 8 weeks, but I think 8 weeks is about right on the money. I don't think it's the month of August. I think it's 8 weeks. So I think you're going to be looking at about 8 weeks. Okay.
Probably by December.
I would say, what did you say?
Probably about December.
Let's see, November. No, no. I would say you're going to be looking at
January.
Yeah, like the second week in January. And remember, that's the beauty of that stone that you're wearing. Okay, it'll either heat up or start to vibrate when the person that you're thinking about has negative energy, or maybe not the best karma for you right now. And so you know what's going on there. Okay. So, you know, you're fortunate in that you've got a stone there that's able to help you with that. You know what's going on. You know it exactly. So give yourself the space. Let her go her way. You go your way. Focus on your job, because that's what you need to do now more than anything else. You need to do that, okay?
Okay, I got one more thing before you get off there. I met this girl. Her name's Samantha. Now, with me and her connect, it's just like one of those friends type situations.
Well, okay, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let you answer it right now. I want you to hold it. Do you have your Moldavite? It's around your neck, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to hold it between your thumb and your pointer finger. Are you doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want you to think of Samantha's face. Can you see her face in your mind's eye?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of? Okay, I want you to think, what color eyes does she have? Are you thinking about her? Tell me what color her eyes are.
Brown.
Okay. And tell me, does she have a pretty smile?
Yeah.
Does she have a big, broad smile, or does she just kind of have a small smile?
It's a big, broad smile.
Okay, now I want you to tell me what you feel between your fingers where you're holding your Moldavite.
It's kind of, seems like it's kind of heating up a little bit.
Okay, all righty. You know that you have a chance with her, but she's going to want somebody who's 100%. And you have to decide where your heart lies. You can't be thinking about Gabriel and then dating her. You can't be dating her and then thinking about another girl. So, you know, Moldavite's a stone of rapid transformation. It will help you be a better person. We've talked about this, but you have to help yourself to be a better person. So you want to get rid of all the old, release the old painful thoughts and feelings with those other relationships that haven't worked out. And I want you to focus on your future, because you know that's the one thing that's going to make you happy. Because if your future's going good, everything else is going good too. Agreed?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of like I don't kind of want to give her a chance only because of the fact this Gabrielle stuff. It's like, and then one more thing with Gabrielle, it's like we still have a bank account open, like she still has it open, and I don't understand that either. Like, if I knew she still loved me, still care, it would have been so hard for me right now, but, I mean, I really don't know.
Well, I think you do know how she feels about you.
I think she still loves me, she still cares for me. But then again, I think, is it somebody else in the picture, or does she just still need time?
I don't see anybody else is in the picture. I think she's very confused about what you want and what you don't want, because, truthfully, you don't know what you want. Like, in one instance, you kind of want her. Another instance, you're thinking about somebody else. Eric, when you're in love with somebody, when you're truly in love with somebody, you don't care. What you can have the most beautiful woman in the world standing in front of you, you will not care. All you'll think about is, she needs to get out of the way because I need to go get to my girlfriend. That's how you know you're in love with somebody, because you eat, sleep, and drink, and all you do is think about them. When you're doing the funnest thing that you've ever done before, and you still miss them because they're not by your side, that's how you know you're in love with somebody. And if you don't have that feeling about her, then she's not the right one.
Well, that's how it's been as of late. Like, I've been thinking about her nonstop. But, so, just give her space and, you know. Cause,
give her space.
Because
I'm not talking about thinking about somebody because OCD's kicking in. I'm talking about thinking about somebody because you're missing them and you really want to be with them. You would not have asked me about Samantha if you were in love with Gabrielle?
Yeah,
I got you backed into a corner, boy. You know I do.
I just thought I kind of asked, and like that's why I really don't want to give her, you know, give her a chance. But that's why I thought I kind of asked about Samantha. So do you see me and Gabrielle spending Valentine's Day together? Because that's kind of what I'm hoping.
I know that's your goal, and I see if you play your cards right, you can. But again, be careful because if you, you know, we talked about Gabrielle, and she, you know, she was a little upset with you there for a while. And you know why.
Yeah,
and,
I know why.
Only you can change that. Only you can change that. Okay?
Okay. So, but give her like a, what, 2 week space? I know you said give her time. She would contact
me. What I say is give her 2-3 week space if you have to. Give her the space she needs so that she doesn't feel like you're suffocating her. And let her get your focus back on your job because she wants a good prospect, not somebody who's not a good prospect. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. But, yeah, I do. But I guess that's, you know, that's my whole thing. I want to know about this vibration and, you know, with me and Hodo actually get back together and stuff like that. I mean,
You know you're going to have a chance with Gabriella, but only if you stay true. But I don't want you to take advantage of her unless you know that she's really the one you want to be with, okay? Don't play with her feelings because that's not fair.
Now, was that the, you know, you said I'm going to have a decision to make between Gabrielle and somebody else. Was that what you was talking about, or was that something different?
That was something different. That was something different. And I hate to do this, but the show's getting ready. You know, the show goes off after, and I've got like 92 seconds left. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you that I thank you for calling. You know you can call me privately. You have on many occasions, and we'll talk again. And thank you for calling in, Eric, okay?
Okay, I do actually appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome. You take care. It's always great talking to you. God bless.
Okay, you have a good day. Okay, bye-bye.
You too now. Bye-bye. And everybody, I want to thank everyone for listening and tuning in tonight. As always, it's a delight. We do this because we like doing it. Right, Jessica?
We have so much fun doing this.
We have probably more fun than we're supposed to have.
Well, I know. People probably think we're crazy because we sit here and we're very crazy.
We are crazy. But you know what? The truth is we do this from our hearts. We don't really care. We have fun.
We have
so
fun.
So we hope people keep tuning in and listening because then we can keep doing what we're doing. So thank you, everybody. God bless you. Tune in next Wednesday night. What's going to happen next Wednesday night?
I don't know. What's going to happen? Another show?
Yeah.
Not a spooky show. Maybe a fun, exciting, laugh-filled adventure show.
That's exactly what it's going to be. I can't wait, and we will talk to you all then. Take care, and God bless.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free.